This episode of Business Steps Up is sponsored by People's Alliance Federal Credit Union. Experience banking with a personal touch where we put people first, even in our name.
Welcome to Business Steps Up, a presentation of HIALI, one of the recognized voices in Long Island business. We'll focus on cutting-edge topics important to the Bi-County region and beyond. So sit back, relax, and listen to some of Long Island's most influential business leaders here on Business Steps Up.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the HIALI Business Steps Up series. I mean, this series started really in COVID, highlighting some of the magnificent things that both businesses, both for-profit and nonprofits, were doing to help us get through COVID and beyond. And we continued it because we found there were so many companies doing such great things. And today is absolutely no exception. I'm honored to have Declan Doyle. He's the president of St. Catherine's Hospital in Smithtown. They're owned by Catholic Health, which is a very large conglomerate, and they do a lot on Long Island in the healthcare field. So we're very excited to have him. So welcome, Declan.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you for the opportunity. We've been looking forward to this. Very, very exciting. So thank you for the invitation.
Wow, you're welcome. And you have been at the helm about 10 months. Is it more than 10 months now?
10 months, a couple of days ago, yes. I started last August of 2023, correct? So 10 months. So it's been an interesting first 10 months. It's just beginning for me, my time at Catholic Health. But it remains very exciting. I look forward to coming in here every day, seeing what we're doing, working with the team, getting to know the community more and more, including you and the association and the members. Every day, every week, I get to meet and get to know more and more community members and patients and families and staff, even for that matter, across the hospital, across the community, across our system, which is its own community unto itself.
So, you know, we'll hear a little bit about your personal journey in a second, but I'm sure I mentioned to you when we first met, my son was born at St. Catherine's. I think I mentioned it.
You might have mentioned that, yes.
Well, mind you, but the people that live in the community, like myself, I mean, St. Catherine's Hospital has really been a staple, a go-to, right? People are comfortable with it when we have to get either emergency care or go into the hospital. So talk to us a little bit about St. Catherine's as a hospital. What are your capabilities? What is your capacity?
Well, we're licensed, yes. Yeah, so we are a community hospital. We are here primarily for the community. Yes, I know we're certainly part of Catholic Health Service, but we are the community hospital of the health system for this community, the community that's immediately surrounding Smithtown. We provide emergency and acute care for patients at the hospital here. We have a license, 296 beds currently, and we have 26,000 ED visits annually in our emergency departments. We provide some specialty care, acute care, as I said, critical care for intensive care patients that require intensive care, and step down as well as med surge, medical surgery levels of care. Our surgical programs include neurosurgery, spine, orthopedics, breast, bariatrics, general surgery, just to name but a few. So we are here. We're a comprehensive service community hospital. We pride ourselves in the quality of our care. Mm-hmm. We have exceptional results here when it comes to quality metrics. We continue to work on that. We don't rest on that. We work with our clinical leaders both at the system level as well as at the hospital level as well as our community clinical leaders to ensure that we're delivering that constantly. And we are dedicated also to providing that experience for our patients and families. And there's quite a lot underway here around that. We'll talk about that a little bit, some changes to the physical plant, but providing that community experience, quality of care, and ensuring that patients have that every single time, every single patient, every single visit, every instance. So, yes, and access been available. Of course, patients have options, and they we're broadening our access points. I like 500 at our ambulatory center, 500 COMAC, so been able to connect that to the hospital. So linking that, and I know we'll speak about some events there and how close the association is and the relationship is with the association at St. Catherine's because of that location. So yeah. that's we're here for the community. We've been here for many, many years, and that's where we'll be. We're looking to grow certain programs, bring in additional neurosurgery services, oncological services in the next few months and years to come. We have exciting news about that, robotics surgery as well, enhancing those programs, enhancing access at our emergency level, critical care levels as well, that we're underway with, and of course paying attention to primary care and all the other levels of care.
Right. So yeah, it sounds, as you said, quite comprehensive. You sound, to your credit, as you should be, proud of it. So talk a little bit about your personal journey. How did you get into healthcare? How did you come to Catholic Health?
That's a long journey. I grew up in, I was born in Ireland. I always like to say I was born in Ireland, but I grew up in Brooklyn. If it sounds a little bit, if my accent is a little bit of a brogue, a little bit of Brooklyn, but I was born on a farm, a dairy farm, and I don't believe it. I studied there for some time, but decided to emigrate, move to the United States in the late 80s. I know I looked that young, but people have asked me about healthcare and how I felt I wanted to be a healthcare, involved in healthcare and profession. When I was younger, my parents, we were three generations at home, a lot of countries, parts of Europe for sure, but certainly rural Ireland. My grandmother lived with us, and we were probably, I was 12 years old or so, and my parents worked on the farm, so our dedication was to taking care of grandma. That was the role from 8, 9, 10 years old, 12 years old, to be able to. And so grandma had wasn't diagnosed, we didn't know, Alzheimer's, and would forget where she was. So we would take care of her in the morning, especially when my mom and my father were out attending to the work of the farm. So that included changing, arranging for bedpans, or changing sheets, binding when she'd not been successful trying to get out of bed and falling, et cetera, and sometimes wandering. So that was, and it was done in a way that it was, you were taking care of family. No formal training, no obviously at that age, but you were taking care of somebody that was important to the family, somebody you loved. And that sort of was my beginning. And I left that, parked that, went to school, began college, but I wanted to be a dentist, studied to be dentistry, but that did not happen for me. I started in Dublin, and I moved here. I went to attended school, started my career in radiology in Long Island College Hospital in Brooklyn, and moved from there to Maimonides Medical Center in Brooklyn, one of the larger hospitals in the borough. Worked there for over 24 years, and had a long and very rewarding part of my career there, working with some great physicians and gaining a lot of great experience working with the team there, the leadership team, and becoming what I would say is truly developing my own leadership style, my own personal style, and my own abilities to work with physician teams, care teams, communities in challenging environments, identify needs of underserved as well as other communities to provide those programs, expand those where necessary. Certainly around being profitable and make the bottom line is essential to healthcare providers. But identifying the mission and living to that, and that's really a great compass to have. If you take your career and your personal, a lot of your personal life and your contribution, and you sort of set the coordinates around a mission that you can believe in and have values and deliver on those. Then you have a contribution regardless of what you do in life. So that's really sort of my personal background. I'm very much about mission. I'm very much about values. I'm very much about living a particular way every day, consistently, and contributing and consistency. And I want to demonstrate that to the teams that I'm working with and leading, or have the privilege of leading here with the St. Catherine's team. And it's been great so far. It's really has.
Right. So you come with a lot of experience, but as you said, most importantly, a real core value system, right? And we as leaders, as you said, talk about that all the time, how important that is to not only leading a team, but particularly in a a care situation and even a critical care situation, how important that
is. Yeah, well, we're constantly confronted with dilemmas around care and what to do and programmatically. And you have to rely on those, some degree of mission, some degree of internal values and ethics about what we need to do. And compassion is part, a big part of our health system. And those are our core values. You know, those are our core values. Many of those are spelled out in our Catholic health core values as well. So that drew me to the health system here and making a change, having the opportunity to come here. And I met some of the senior leadership, some of those, you know, Dr. Patrick O'Shaughnessy is a great leader here. He's inspiring. And he really made an impression on me when I met him. And I said, I want to be part of that. Or that team, and that doesn't happen too often in one place.
Right. So 10 months, you said 10 months.
Only, yes, and counting.
Yeah, and counting. So, you know, just as an aside, you know, very often when we as leaders are out and about, we really don't understand the impression that we make with external people. And I have to say, when I first met you and Randy and the team, I could tell that you are, and I mean this genuinely as a compliment, that you are extremely compassionate, that you really understand, you want to do the right thing within the healthcare system. So good for you, right? You can say it, you can talk it, but you're really walking the walk, which is really delightful. I think it's the thing for the viewers that really led the HILI to connect with not only Catholic Health, but because we represent a lot of healthcare systems, but collaborate with Catholic Health, which is a much larger thing. So for those of you who don't know, Declan spoke a little bit about, or he mentioned the Ambulatory Center. In 2019, this Long Island Innovation Park at Hop Hog, which we advocate for, we did a sustainability study. And that sustainability study, one of the strategies that came out of it for its growth was to very consciously look at the amenities that we needed to bring in. Because many of the organizations that work here and are in this park are 24/7, right? So they really do need amenities to be able to keep up the productivity of their employees. And certainly one of them, and a very big portion of that, is healthcare. So connected us with not only Catholic Health, but certainly with Declan and this ambulatory center. It is magnificent. When I took the tour, I thought, wow, just walking down that corridor, everything in one place, it's really convenient. And Declan, what would you say? It's maybe a mile and a half from here at the most.
Correct. If at the most, it's around the corner, as we would say. It's a short way. It's very accessible. I think I feel that access is so important for healthcare, for families, people to have access to care in a convenient, well-appointed, comfortable setting, which, as you're describing, we are really proud of our facility there, of the center, providing the experience, obviously, and throughput as well around not having to wait too long. People don't like to go to the doctor or wait for imaging and have to wait too long in the waiting room. We have better things and more things to do with our time than wait for tests, etc. So, yeah, it's the convenience provides the access for the park, and the care and our values, our compassion of the health system, and that same extends through our services provided there, and excellence. Our clinical programs, excellent surgeons, excellent primary care physicians, and the excellent diagnostic imaging. We have St. Francis War Center available at that address now, consolidated the service you saw, and bringing that service to that address, having that planted in this in the Comac Smithtown community is really we're really proud of. But it provides access, convenient access, without having to travel too far for the patients, for families to be able to access and have that world class level of care.
And I will tell you. So you spoke a little bit about convenience. I mean, for the business owners are in this park, and as I related to workplace productivity, you know, their main goal, obviously, when someone either gets hurt or is, they want them to be cared for immediately, obviously, right? Because they care, they should care about their employees. But equally, you know, they want to be able to, if it's not something that's critical, they want them to be able to get back to work as quickly as possible, right? because that's all about the productivity of the company, particularly because we have so many manufacturing and biopharma companies in this park. It's really important. So I see that as being the real collaboration to what's going to happen with this ambulatory center. So before I forget, I'll mention it again when we end, but we will be having an event this Thursday, June 20th, from 4 to 6 at that ambulatory center. It's 500 Comac Road. Please come and join us. It really is a marvel to see. I have to tell you, it's again, as both Declan and I said, extremely convenient. And you can see all the services, and you'll meet, I know, a lot of, not only Declan and myself, but a lot of physicians, which will be great. So talk about what we think that will look like for the park. Declan, what do you think?
Well, we have programs there, and we're redefining those programs to meet maybe what I would, from our preliminary or launch discussions, access, you know, expansion of hours, expansion of days for primary care, as well as our imaging, advanced imaging services, diagnostic imaging services provided there. Subspecialists such as surgeons, people may not want to see a surgeon on a Saturday or potentially a Sunday, but certainly a Saturday or later. Usually the surgeons at their office times and their OR times pretty well create a schedule wise for them. But expanding to and tailoring to the needs of the community in the park, to the employees. And that means later hours. That means earlier hours potentially and later hours. I know it's a 24-hour workforce in the park. Not maybe the majority, but across the park. So realizing that. So knowing that from where I come from, also knowing that you have to have access, covering as much of the clock as possible to what's essential. You had provided us with some background from your surveying list with your team members there and your partners, et cetera, there, and the staff as to what was necessary. And primary care seemed to be access to primary care, emergency care, I guess, emergency primary care as well. Being linked to a hospital is also a good backup to it. So that's, we're able to provide that. That's what I see. So I think we listen to what the community needs are and then match that. It's okay for us to prescribe and create what we think is a health system or the hospital. We feel could be around, well, let's make the most the revenue from that is more of providing what's necessary there at the community. So listening, and then if things are we need more of, then that's what we will grow and develop more. And if we have other needs, then we'll identify those too, and that will build on the success of the site together.
Yeah, and listen, that's a great partnership to have, because what I heard you say is, you know, you want to look at and committed to looking at when they need you, when they might not, what the trends look like, and is there anything new they need that you don't have, and you know, all those things that really can create a true partnership. So we really appreciate it. We're very excited about it. You know, we are looking at other things to bring into the park. We brought in the first child care center into the park, for example. We're looking at making the whole park 5G in terms of technology. So there are other portions of it, and I think tied directly to the amenities that you're going to help us out with. So thank you again. We really appreciate it. I did want to touch on, I know that Monday, yesterday, was it yesterday? Yesterday was Monday, yes?
Yesterday was Monday. It feels like the week's been, yeah, today is Tuesday. Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't paid the last time I checked. So.
No. They had a ribbon cutting for your new emergency center. I wasn't able to make it, but we did have one of our team members that went and was very impressed. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, yes, we had expanded, renovated, you know, refreshed and expanded some of our emergency room on campus here. We expanded by adding six newly renovated treatment bays for our patients. Obviously, emergency, the very different level that we're talking about at 500 Comac, improved our ambulance bay for ambulance EMS partners, pre-hospitalization partners, so that we would have a much more appropriate entry point for those patients coming here by EMS services. Also, our waiting space with some kiosk registration opportunities, some higher tech opportunities for patients to work with, similar to what they experience at other facilities. So we're really excited about that. It is a first phase. It's certainly exciting here. And we are looking to take on additional projects here with the support of the health system around some of our ambulatory surgery and perioperative spaces as in addition to further expansion of our emergency department. But yesterday was a fantastic day. It was a beautiful day. We had a lot of our local elected official partners. Which you can choose to mention or not, that's up to you. I'm not sure of your show, but yes, it was great. We had a lot of our EMS, a lot of our partners, including yourselves, attend, and the health system very supportive. The staff are so pumped up and engaged about this. It's been a project that was talked about for a long time. So it took us about $1 million and 4 months to complete since we started early March, April, May, middle June, so about 3.5 months to complete. And the patients of the community are deserving of a space like this for an emergency room setting when they need it. And we've seen that they do need it. We still are vital to this community. We're a very well-equipped, well-staffed, high-quality service in our emergency department. We're very proud of our physicians, our care teams down there. We have access to imaging, et cetera, cardiac cath labs, as you would expect any hospital emergency room setting to provide. So yes, yesterday was a good day for St. Catharines, for Catholic Health, but also a good day for Smithtown and the local communities and our partners.
Yeah. And as you said, well needed, right? I mean, emergency rooms serve a very important purpose.
Correct.
And I will mention that, as you said, some local and state dignitaries, Santa Maria Matera was there. They'll be joining us June 20th. I believe the town of Smithtown supervisor, Ed Wehrlein, I believe, might have been there.
Yes, Mr. Wehrlein was there.
Yeah, from the town, one of the town council people was there. Well, you had quite a few, which is great.
We're always, we're happy when our elected officials, our community leaders and partners and businesses come to the hospital, so you get to reconnect with the hospital. We're well past a lot of the difficulty and challenges of the last number of years when it comes to those types of events, et cetera. So it's really exciting. It's creating our new normal around here. So we're very excited.
Good. So, I mean, we don't have too much time left, but I did want to make sure that I did ask you, through COVID, many of us, I think anybody you speak to would know that, the nurses and the doctors and the hospitals were what I call our unsung heroes, right? They were just there 24/7. At going through something that none of us knew a lot about at that time, right? And as we look at the healthcare industry right now, we know that there are shortages, right? So talk to us a little bit about what you're finding in your workforce and how you handle them. Where are you finding people? Where are you finding good people? And how are you handling them?
Well, it's been a challenge as you over the past few years of post-COVID, people made decisions about their careers, maybe at a particular point in their careers, maybe they've been in healthcare for some time and decided that this was time to make a change. What we're finding is that has settled a lot. We're much better at recruiting right now and retaining the staff. We have partnership training programs with many of the local colleges for nursing, for instance, or nursing programs. We have what we call clinical rotations here. Imaging is also another opportunity for training. So we have with the Suffolk Community, Adelphi, and Molloy, and Stony Brook for imaging. So we have partnership because it requires a hands-on. You can't just learn it in a classroom. So the students require these this exposure to this part of the trend. You always have. And those were interrupted during the COVID, the COVID years, because we were so focused on the staff, the immediate staff, and we paused many of those relationships, certainly in the city and throughout. But those are back. So, yeah, that's encouraging that we still have a lot. And we have a lot of people who I think interested. We're out in the schools and working with our local community schools and generating at the high school level some interest, awareness, and interest about opportunities in healthcare. But there are significant challenges and managing. The generation have a work-life balance now that they're sort of looking at differently, and I think this is not unique to healthcare that we're working through. And like many other industries, challenged with satisfying those needs for our workforce. And that has taken some skill and aptitude to change, et cetera. We're obviously constantly looking ahead and looking at trends. What we need to where we need to recruit specialists that we're hiring, neurosurgery, functional neurosurgery, for instance, vascular surgeons with specialty training. So bringing those to the region. I think there's been a change in the population out here. I feel there's been a change in the population. We have a much significant. We always had demand, but we have a different demand as a significant demand. Because of changes in the population here, so we do need to provide and address those changes with a very sophisticated, high level of clinical providers and surgeries as well, imaging and all of our support and essential staff that also work as not necessarily bedside, but also as part of our care team. Very, very important. So looking at the entire spectrum of what it is to have a team, a hospital team, a healthcare team in these diseases. Yes, it's challenging.
Yeah. Well, you know, I give you credit because, yes, we hear in every industry, our ability to fill a talent pipeline is not easy. Absolutely not easy. But you're being progressive about it, right? You're working with colleges. You know, Ed Bonahue, the president of Suffolk Community, is on our board, and he talks very frequently about, and I know you brought them up, how they partner with different industries to be able to do some really great hands-on things like the imaging and things like that. So, good for you that you're doing that and you're looking at the future and you're understanding what not only the immediate town needs, right, the people who use your services, but overall what Long Island is looking at. That's important.
Well, they're looking at healthcare, but also employment opportunities, career opportunities, maintaining families close. You know, you don't want your family necessary to leave. You want an opportunity for your family as they grow up in the community to stay close and to provide those opportunities as well, and that we're focused on that, as you are too. And
yeah.
As the dedication of the work, people, you know, enjoy the life that this community offers, and we have to, as a partner in that, not just provide for the needs when people are sick, but also provide opportunities for people to have gainful employment and careers and rewarding careers.
Absolutely. So let me mention again how excited we are about this collaboration. Number one, that will be at the Ambulatory Center in Commack, right there on 500 Commack Road, on Thursday, June 20th, from 4 to 6. And you'll see all of us, and you'll meet physicians and many of the dignitaries that will be there. So please join us. Thank you so much, Declan. Anything else you want to add that we haven't covered?
No, my pleasure. This has been great. We're really looking forward to continuing the growth of our relationship and developing that and listening. And as I said, I'm really excited being here to 10 months, but just getting to know the community every day, certainly an adventure, but all really, really good. It's the people make it. I mean, our staff make who we are, as you know, and that's the culture of our organization. And therefore, that's how we are part of our community. Many of our staff live in the community as well and use the hospital, and have used the hospital several years over in the past. So yes, that's we're here. We're our own community hospital, part of Catholic Health for sure, and we enjoy that.
Well, thank you again. I mean, we are lucky to have you at the helm. Just for the record, I don't hear a Brooklyn accent. I have a very heavy Brooklyn accent, but I don't hear yours at all. But we're lucky to have you on Long Island. So thank you again. We'll see you, Declan, and your team on Thursday. And thank you all for viewing this session of Business Steps Up.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
This episode of Business Steps Up is sponsored by People's Alliance Federal Credit Union. Experience banking with a personal touch, where we put people first, even in our name.
Business Steps Up is a production of HIALI, one of the recognized voices for business on Long Island, and a powerful voice and economic engine for regional development. Check back for more interesting, thought-provoking episodes with some of Long Island's most influential business leaders. For more information, call us at 631-543-5355 or log on to hia-li.org.
Interested in sponsoring a future episode of Business Steps Up? Contact Anthony Forgione at HIALI at 631-543-5355. That's 631-543-5355.